Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. Last time on Vault 69, a displeased Gulia Roberts gets fed up with the customer service while the gang was visiting shops in the Red Rail station. In the hubbub of the altercation, Old Tolman gets caught trying to loot another nearby shop and is quickly surrounded by guards before he can escape. Gulia and Old Tolman make light work of those guards, however, in a horrifying act of violence, leaving all of them dead. Marvin and Augusta search for the brothel in another part of the town, but only manage to find ghouls. The gang then flees the scene of the crimes and heads to a new area to lick their wounds. Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. I am the Crypt Keeper, Riley Groves, and I have my delightful co-hosts here with me, Rebecca.
Hello.
Tim.
Hello.
Mikey.
Hi.
And Derek.
Hello.
And before we jump back into Fallout, let us answer a question, not from our pod deck interview deck, but from our ultimate campfire RPG card deck thing here that we've been using. You're going to answer a question about your character, not yourself this time, as a reminder. And the question is, I can never forgive somebody who, blank, and why. Kind of more of a statement than a question.
Well, that's easy for me, but Marvin couldn't forgive somebody that would maliciously hurt a robot. Or even not maliciously, just anybody that would hurt a robot. It says so right in my bio. It enrages me to no end. To the point where I might just go into a blind killing fury.
All right, awesome.
No forgiveness.
No surrender.
No one gets left behind. Thunder gun.
I'll come back for you.
I think Gulia can't forgive the person that made her a ghoul. Maybe I'm mixing that up with zombies, but I think that's how it works in this world.
In this world, the ghouls are just people from pre-war that have been affected by radiation. So their cells are just overly irradiated and they just don't die until they go feral and they don't die.
I thought it was they took a serum that healed their wounds and the serum hadn't been fully tested and that was the side effect, was that you slowly turned into a ghoul.
I think that's probably more of the TV show.
That was...
Why do they do this?
That was the only like new thing that they introduced in the show, was that weird ghoul serum.
So that it makes sense to people that are watching.
I hate when they rewrite stuff like that. It's so confusing to hop into lore, and then you're the dumbass.
Well, you know what? In all actuality, because this is a podcast, this is a whole separate medium, so we can make it however we want to make it.
Then true. I say zombie ghouls, because that makes more sense for me.
The thing is, you've never been able to play as a ghoul, really, before, until 76 came out. And this might just be and that was a recent thing, yeah. I believe. And it might just be something that they're adding in now, that you can now be a ghoul.
If we were to number them, numerical releases, what number is 76? I'm just curious.
Six.
Oh, wow. So it took a long time to add that into the franchise.
And that's been out for 5 years now.
Okay.
Because it went Fallout 3 and then Fallout New Vegas, which would have been a four.
Oh, no, then it's seven.
Oh, wow.
There's one, two, four. Tactics, three, New Vegas, four, 76.
Shelter, the mobile game.
That don't count that.
So are you saying you got bit and turned
into a ghoul? Sure, yep. That's how this works in this game.
Okay, sure.
It doesn't make sense with this backstory that I'm reading because I think my whole family's ghouls or some shit, but I don't care anymore.
Your whole family got bit by a radioactive Jeff Goldblum?
Yep. Yes, it was Jeff Goldblum, so I can't ever forgive him.
You could have been bit by a glowing one. They're highly radioactive.
It was a dark, stormy evening.
He told me life finds a way, and then he bit my arm.
Well, it was really, finds a way.
I was paraphrasing.
I think that Augusta would have a hard time forgiving anyone that was intentionally trying to harm the process of the evolution of AI.
Mm, okay.
This is a big part of her backstory that I just read. And it seems important.
Here we are standing at the end of all things, and we finally read our character sheets.
We have truly found ourselves on this journey.
I was just so excited to play. I think I just kind of skimmed it, went, got it, rebelled from a vault. And then there's a second paragraph, and I went through that, and I'm like, much more detailed information about what happened after the vault.
All right, cool blue suit. Fuck it, let's go.
All right. I think old tall man would not be able to forgive anybody who destroyed pre-war sources of knowledge. Mm. Seems to be one that likes to read up on history and culture and science, and anything after the war is kind of easy. So he spent some time in the Boston Library looking for stuff. So I feel like anyone who destroyed something of significance of pre-war knowledge, he would be upset about.
All right.
Be able to forgive them.
Awesome. Let's get into it. All right. So it has been 16 hours now, and you guys are in section 6 with the irradiated lake.
Tall man regenerates health from
radiation.
Radiation? Yeah. How much?
You regenerate 1 health for every 3 points of radiation.
Cool. I'm going to walk into that lake as we pass it.
That seems like a bad idea.
It feels good at first. You can recover 2 HP as you get in here. Your injury does not heal.
I'm also going to down the iguana I have.
As you're munching on iguana, way past your waist, deep in this, with your one broken arm, you feel both of your legs get pulled out from underneath you.
You guys hear,
yeah. And suddenly you guys don't see anybody in the lake.
That weird ripple spot, wasn't that where Tall Man just was?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Did you just kill me?
I'm going to aim my hunting rifle at that area.
Yeah, I've got the disintegrator or the atomizer pointed right up where he disappeared from.
I'm taking this as a sneak attack.
Your legs get pulled out from underneath you as you feel the toothy maw of an angler wrapped around one of your legs, and you get yoinked underneath the water. And its large fish-like, reptilian-like body drags you further into the water. And it hits you for 8 damage.
Yeah, I'm dead.
To your leg.
Oh, wait. I have 8.
So you're dead.
No, I have a resistance of 1. So I have 1.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm alive.
And for every second in there, you just gain an HP.
Yeah.
Until you can't breathe.
How much health?
You just lose it.
This
all.
Like blade where if I just keep drinking the irradiated water as fast as I can, I'll heal faster than the damage.
Drowning is a good thing.
I don't think you'll be able to drink the water fast enough. It is your turn.
Cool. I'm going to shoot that thing in the face with my electric Tesla
while
rifle.
You're in water? You can't.
It's I have a broken arm.
You have a broken arm.
Get out of there now.
Okay.
Oh, he can't even swim.
I am going to stab it with the machete for a double crit and a success. So how much damage do I get to give it on that?
How much does your
machete does 5 plus a 2 to melee.
Okay, so add another 2 on top of that.
On top of that?
Yep.
Awesome. So 3 heads, a shot.
4 heads, a single, and a double.
4 heads and 7 shots of damage. All of a sudden, you see that thing's head just explode.
You do stab it pretty well. Let's see where.
Well, I mean, if it bit me, I feel like the only place I'm going to be able to strike it is its head. If it's got me by the legs.
I'll give you that. It does let go. However, it does have a huge physical damage reduction. So it takes decent damage, and it does let go of you with its jaws, but it is not dead.
Is it enough for me to try and get the hell out of there?
It's not on you.
Because I haven't had any movement yet. Could I use part of my movement to get out or get away?
You can try. Your arm is broken and you are in deeper water. So give me a strength and athletics. Difficulty of 2.
Both are successes.
You're able to get yourself out of the water.
Yeah, I should not go in there.
As soon as you come up, she shoots at you. Don't, I shoot at you.
Don't go in there.
I wasn't gonna. You know there's big fish things in there.
Yeah, it says, there's a sign right here. It says swim at own risk.
You see its head pop up out of the water, and it goes, hawk.
And now we shoot at it.
And it,
now we shoot at it.
It sends some of its flaming spit at the three of you. However, it does miss.
Oh, good.
And then it recedes into the lake.
I mean, we were ready to shoot at it. Do we get a shot?
I wouldn't waste the shot. If he's out of the water, I'm not worried about it. This isn't a creature that can come onto land, I'm assuming.
It can definitely come onto land.
Yes,
it can.
So let's just skedoodle out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, don't forget everybody was supposed to take a +1 to all your stats, meaning it gets harder. Or a -1. Was, no, -1.
It still makes it harder. The excess.
I'm going to scoop up tall man and just start moving as he looks real rough and I have this extra strength of bodysuit.
Yeah, and we just keep going south.
Because your leg would be crippled too. So you have a broken arm and a broken leg at this point.
On the same side?
Well, we're moving out. Can I fill the empty container I had from the purified water with dirty water?
If you stay here, you will be attacked.
Then we will leave.
Okay. It, however, has now been 16 hours. Where are you guys going?
South to Maslow's.
How long do you think it'll take us to get to Maslow's?
Another 4 hours.
Okay. I think that since we haven't actually been there, maybe we should spend the night resting. I don't really need HP. It's you that needs HP, but it would be nice to have some better stats if we run into shit at Maslow's Motel, and it'd be kind of nice to have our tank character if we run into shit at Maslow's Motel.
As you know.
You're the tank now.
I can't do any damage.
Can you just carry him and he can sleep?
I'm more like a mobile wall.
Like a baby?
Oh, can we do that?
I mean, it's still going to affect you.
That's true. It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
I don't know how that would work. He's bigger than you still.
Even in the suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's huge.
Super mutants are probably twice the size of a suit of armor.
So, I'm not saying that you couldn't carry him. I'm just saying I don't know how he would recover.
Good point.
Health.
That makes sense. Right.
And he's still mobile, just not.
I like the idea of limping out of here and then sleeping before we get to the motel. Scoping it out before we head into the motel.
Yeah, I definitely want to. Setting up a camp to allow you some rest would be a good idea.
In what, section 6 still.
What is your energy weapon skill? Do you have a plus on that?
I have a 1 ranking in energy weapons.
Then why don't you take the Tesla gun right now?
Sweet.
Okay, what exactly are you guys doing?
Camping in section 6? Is that what we're deciding?
Otherwise, okay. It's back to the Red Rocket station that we already cleared out.
Yeah, I was just going to say the Red Rocket is probably a safe bet if we wanted to have 4 walls and a roof.
Yes, but the issue is that it was going to take the 4 more hours, and it takes that whether we go to the Red Rocket station or Maslow's, because we're crossing into a different section.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
There was something different at Maslow's Motel.
Yes, we don't want to go into room 2.
Oh, I missed that note.
Then why don't we head towards Red Rocket? We know it's a safe...
If you guys are going to push on through the night one more time, you're going to take another -1 to all your skills. So you'll be at -2 except for Marvin.
Oh, we won't make it to Red Rocket before nightfall? Or before?
I mean, you're
we're
almost.
Into night.
So you'll be at 20 hours.
Then why don't we rest
yeah.
on road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doing that doesn't necessarily. Well, it'll recover you, we'll say 2 HP because you're pretty fucked up. Your injuries are not healed. Ghoulie Roberts, I don't think you took any damage.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, and Augusta, I think you're all right.
We're all good except I'd like for to, one.
Can I perform a medicine thing on him? I have a 3 in medicine.
Yeah, that'll help him recover some HP, but his injury won't heal like that.
Okay.
I'm more for the HP at this point.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm assuming that would be intelligence and
Yep, medicine. Intelligence and medicine.
Oh, yes, it's right there. One success, one failure.
While these guys are resting, can I maybe put some of my armor plating on?
Can you do it? I don't think you can.
I have a pincer arm. I can put some. I probably put some things on. And I have a 3 in repair.
Riley's face is no.
And 2 in science. Either way, if we can't, no big.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to just because of the lack of, like, having one arm, you could pretty much put something on, you know, an arm, but you couldn't hold it to then, like, do manipulate something.
You could spot weld it with the flamethrower.
Yeah.
Okay. Intelligence and medicine will heal a number of HP equal to your rank in medicine. So what's your medicine?
3.
So you can recover 3 HP. If you did want to spend an action point to increase that, you would increase 1 HP for every AP spent.
Yeah, let's spend 2.
Okay. Thank you.
I was actually incorrect. You could do intelligence and medicine test to treat an injury sustained from a critical hit. You would also need a first aid kit.
It's fine. We can just stick with the HP.
I do not have a first aid kit.
For now.
I have Stimpak.
Oh, they had tons of them at the Radrail station.
Stimpak's fix injury. I think all injury, but I don't know how many you have.
I got 2. Let's use a Stimpak. Is that cool, Riley?
Each Stimpak will heal 1 injury.
One injury?
One injury.
Okay. And any HP or no?
4.
4? Okay.
So it'd be either your arm or your leg.
I'm going to take the arm so I can use the two-handed weapons again.
Mm.
Thank you very much, because I'm just 1 shy of full health with all that.
Nice.
So that's good.
And you guys hunker down for the night.
Yep.
It is morning of...
28th.
The penultimate day.
I have the 28th, but...
Well, 2 days would have just passed.
So it is the 29th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tomorrow is the day, the 30th.
Yeah, so you're the morning of the 29th.
Yep.
What do you guys do? You're still in section 6.
I think we better start hoofing it down to that farmhouse.
It'll take us 8 take hours to get
whole
there?
Whole day to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get there.
You bypass Maslow's?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Right?
I'm fine with that.
We don't have any reason to go...
Not unless there's something crazy we don't know about in there that's beneficial, but yeah.
I think we heard the opposite.
Yeah.
I feel like it's...
We also just went to the beneficial place and made it the opposite, so...
Yeah. We did good.
I never get to be the wild card. I wanted to explode something needlessly.
Tim and I are the ones like being the voice of reason. We're like, no, just go to the store and get what you want.
It's usually me, and I pay for it like I would in real life. And this time I was like, nah.
Thank you for the backup.
All right. You guys move through the day through Section 9 and into Section 8. So you guys pass by the Red Rocket Station that you were at earlier in your adventure here. And you make it to Section 8, which is nicer than other places. There's like a little bit of grass growing. Not much, but a little bit of grass. You come across a large farmhouse. It is the night of the 29th.
All right, guys. I think this is what we've been looking for. So, well, is it tomorrow that it opens up?
Tomorrow morning, I think.
All right. Well, we need to figure out what's going on in there. Checks for traps.
And I would also like to get this armor plating on me, and I need help.
Oh, yeah.
Gulia, do you want to go with me and check around the area while these two work on the armor and Melvin over here?
I think we should make sure the farmhouse is okay to get into so I can start working on them before you guys do too much.
Oh, that's what we were going to go check out.
Oh, okay.
I figured you would work on him.
Oh, outside.
Outside.
Oh, okay.
Or if we found something else. But not necessarily in the farmhouse, because I don't know, you know. That could have a vault door in the inside of it and not actually be a house.
Okay.
Sorry, I was rereading this journal that I found, hoping that... Because I thought I remembered that we said the door was in the farmhouse, but this doesn't say that. So then I'm like not sure where we got that information from.
Yeah, it just says the old farmhouse is not what it seems, and rumor has it that Vault 69 is located in Section 8. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's a farmhouse, but...
Oh, we'll go check it out, and if it's something you guys can move into, or we can stay the night in.
All right, we'll check out the farmhouse?
Yeah.
All right.
You guys move towards the farmhouse, and it's really pretty untouched. The paint's still on it, even though weathered with time. And as you come up, one strange thing is you can't, like, see through the windows. They're pretty dark. They look like they've got a tent over them.
Well, that's odd.
This seems kind of suspicious. As though, why would people not want... Huh. Is this so that we can't look in, or that other people can safely watch what's happening outside?
I don't know. How many doors are on this building, this house?
Three.
I'm guessing there's a front, a back, and a side?
Or, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Can I check?
No, there's three front doors.
Next to each other.
No. Yeah.
I was going to say, do you need to see a picture of what that looks like?
No. They are spread around the building.
Okay. Can I check the frame around the side door for any traps, tripwires, hinges, you know, any of that booby trap type?
Yeah, give me an intelligence and...
Survival?
Sneak. Yeah, I guess we'll go with survival.
Right, so three.
We've done that one a lot.
Nine, okay. All right. I have a success.
You see that, funnily enough, there is a lack of hinges, and you try the front door, or you try the door knob, like, just gently, not actually, you know, attempting to open it, but, like, the door knob itself doesn't move, not even, like, a little play. It just doesn't seem...
Almost like a false door. Like
looking at it, you can tell that the whole thing's been painted. Like, it doesn't look like it's ever been opened if it was a door.
Okay.
Can I investigate, like, the foundation of the house? I'm starting to wonder if the house is the vault door.
The foundation of the house is just made of concrete block.
Okay, so there's no, like, hinges implying that the house is just going to raise up like a door?
Correct. There's no giant hinges. There's no comically giant hinges.
I'd like to tap on the window and see if it sounds like a normal window.
You tap, and it sounds really pretty echoey. Doesn't sound like there's too much inside.
Oh.
Yeah, but does it tap?
And it seems like normal glass?
Metal.
It's glass.
Okay. What is the... I would like to inspect the front door. See if that looks like it's been used. If there's any... Like, if it's a basic lock, kind of what's going on there?
Yeah, you go up and you try the different handle, or you try the handle and you look around. And similarly to what Mr. Tallman experienced on the side door, it doesn't look like it's an actual functioning door.
At this point, I want to start just slowly searching the perimeter all the way around the house, all sides, looking to see if I can spot any type of potential area that responds to, like, old vault tech that I'd be familiar with.
Yeah, give me a... intelligence and science.
I needed a 12. I got a 16 and a 3. I have a 3 rank in science with a tag, so that's a crit.
Awesome. So looking around, walking around, I'll say what you do find is a window that some of the tint may have been, like, peeled up from the inside or is missing, and you can see just in. And inside, instead of there being a floor, you see a gigantic vault door inside of this farmhouse.
Mm. All right, guys, it's definitely inside of the house, the vault door. We just have to figure out how to get into the house.
Can't we just break the windows?
Let me be more specific. The vault door takes up almost the entire
floor
space inside of this building.
Oh, so it's a horizontal door?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, the doors would open and an elevator would rise up from the bottom.
That's what it seems like, yeah. It seems like if the door is flat to the ground, parallel to the ground.
And it probably drops down, too.
So, why don't we just wait until they start coming out tomorrow and we can just snap them out of the doorways?
I'm not opposed to that. I'm just wondering if we want to
have
a way into the building.
Yeah, we should stage inside.
So we can be inside.
This says the person rigged the door to automatically open, which doesn't necessarily mean people are coming out. So we just go in.
And it does not specify which door is going to open. If it's one of these on the outside or if it's just the vault door itself, there also might be some sort of mechanism where this house itself will move in some manner to allow exit from the vault. Maybe this is just to hide the door and it'll move out of the way when it opens.
We just burn the house down?
It's always an option.
Why don't
burn what's around the door?
Why don't we prepare for that situation, but wait till the morning to see what happens through this little window pane here we can spy through.
Fire can't go through walls. It's not ghosts.
Marvin, you say the darndest things.
I say we work on getting him up to snuff and...
Yeah, I'll just start working on him on the front porch.
All right. You guys suit up Marvin and get him ready, installing all of his armor. Marvin, your defense is going to get boosted up to a 2.
Nice.
And then it is nighttime, so essentially...
Do I get increased physical damage resistance or energy damage resistance or anything from on my parts?
I give you a +1 to all physical, and you also have a defense of 2 now, which is equally... if not better.
So those will all be 3, and that'll be a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Maximum, really maximum HP remains the same?
Yes. All right.
Maybe we just set up a watch until morning and wait to see what happens. Take turns, alternate to awake to asleep.
Sure, I'll stay up first.
Yeah, works for me.
I mean, you all need sleep. I don't, so.
Oh, yeah, we could just set him on sentry mode again.
I'll check the perimeter.
All right.
Thanks, Marvin.
I feel stronger now. I've got armor. I'm less scared of everything now.
Yeah, no death claws.
Where? What? Why would you say that?
I was just trying to reassure you.
Oh, man. I was feeling good. Now I don't feel good.
Well, they definitely won't be in there.
Oh, God. You don't know that. You don't know that.
I do know that. I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'll check the perimeter. Perimeter secure. Squirrel!
Every once in a while throughout the night, you guys get waken up.
Quick by, flamethrower blast.
Yeah, hearing Marvin's different guns and accessories go off. Sometimes it's a flame that goes off too close to the house. Other times it's an alien fucking atomizer.
Sometimes it's just smacking the ground with a baseball bat.
Just anything you can do. However, you all do get a night's sleep, and it becomes morning of June 30th.
Yeah.
It's like I don't need sleep, and I'm a robot, but you can see that there's bags under my eyes just from fear and anxiety.
And as the four of you are standing outside, you see, in a very kind of humorous fashion, the entire house gets lifted up on this vault door, and it opens slowly, and the house stays attached to it as it becomes erect, and the vault door...
erect.
Is open.
Well, we going in there, guns blazing?
I think we should at least go in there and investigate.
Well, I guess, do you know what vault dwellers are up to?
Actually, no.
Oh. Okay.
The complete opposite, in fact. From my experience, whatever they say they're doing is probably the opposite of what is happening inside of the vault. So... shoot first and trust no one. Well, maybe not the shooting part, but trust them to a very tiny amount. Be on your guard and assume that there are nefarious things in play. You know, they're nefarious. They're bad.
All right. Well, you know, if we want to cut to the chase, this says that the treasure we're looking for is on level 13.
How many levels did your vault have?
Dirty dozen. Just 12.
Oh.
I think that's a regular dozen.
I don't know. That's just what they called it.
Well, this is a baker's dozen. 13. That's where we're going.
Well, I mean, there could be a 14th or a 15th. You never really know what these vaults were designed for.
One way to find out. Together.
Let's go in.
Maybe we'll get lucky, and they become less terrifying the lower the number. And so this is 6 lower than my old vault, so 6 times less terrifying. Of course, I also have armor and 4 friends with guns, so I think this will be a much easier time.
Well, all right.
You guys make your way into the vault, and for 3 of you, it's the first time you've ever been in a vault. It is giant in size. It's very mechanical. Marvin, you're intrigued by this.
This is what the inside of me looks like?
No. Yeah, I've been in there, buddy. No.
There is a spot for an elevator, and you can hear it making its way. You hear the mechanical sounds of it making its way up and up.
All right. I suggest that we all pick a side, aim to the middle, and... just
don't hit each other.
Maybe we take 2 sides, aim for the opposite 2 sides where no one are, and then we will have both sides covered, the middle.
Okay. I'm going to take this side over here.
I will join you.
Are you hiding or just standing?
I am going to get as close to the elevator as I can because I don't have a gun, and I'm going to hide myself under debris.
Okay.
Seeing that this is now the thought, I guess I'll try to hide. From my understanding, there aren't really places to hide.
Yeah, there's not too much debris. It's just kind of like,
I can't find any debris to hide behind.
So the house is flipped up. We could hide two on one side, two on the other, and then the lift is coming up.
So there's like...
Right. Oh, there's a platform around?
Yeah, so the vault door opens. I should have described better. And there's like a staircase that descends down into the vault where there's like a central catwalk that leads only to... Wow, I should have done a much better job of saying this earlier.
That's the first time I'm hearing the word catwalk.
I would remember.
Yes, I'm sorry. I did a bad job. Go down the stairs, and there is essentially a catwalk that leads to an elevator. And you would know this, Augusta, because that's what was at the top level of your vault as well. The difference here is this door opens up vertically, where most are just stay horizontal.
Mm. So probably should be on a platform on each side of the catwalk then.
On the catwalk.
I feel like one of you two should be available to talk because
maybe
the ghoul and myself are going to scare the shit out of anybody who's coming out of the vault.
Yeah.
Yes, I think anyone even in the vault would know a Mr. Handy Robot and perhaps a fellow vault dweller.
I would have to agree with that.
If not, they would at least recognize the suit of armor you're in.
Potentially.
We shall be the greeting envoy.
Oh, yeah. All right. That sounds like a plan. We'll see what's going on. Maybe all we know, maybe it's just an empty free ride down and we don't have to talk to anybody.
Let's find out together.
All right. You guys, you two hide and let's see what's going on.
Perimeter secure.
As the elevator reaches the first floor here, the first level onto the catwalk, you hear a rather nasally little man go, "Stupid! Vault door has been on the fritz lately. What are you doing open, big guy? We need to get you closed." And he walks out of the gate and then sees the two of you. Did you guys open the door?
Yeah, we were just looking to say hello.
We were here when it opened and we waited. We heard the workings of mechanical parts inside and figured we'd wait if somebody came up to greet them.
Oh, That's great. Yep. Okay. Just 1 minute. Hold on. Yeah, we'll get right in. And he kind of shuffles over towards this control panel. Yep.
Can I shoot him?
I'm
can
just,
I shoot him?
I'm going to walk.
Okay.
Yeah. Shoot him. I was just going to hold a gun to his head.
Guglia Roberts is going to act first.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Well, don't. Did we just jump the gun again?
Big time.
I think we shot the gun. Fired the gun.
I have one success.
You shoot this vault dweller. Why don't you go ahead and roll for damage?
Remember, vault dwellers are very squishy.
Two heads and an explosion. One shot.
Here, roll the location die to find out where you shoot this poor man.
His right arm.
All right. You shoot him in the right arm, and it spins him in a 360 as blood begins to pour out of the back with his arm now completely broken where it meets... where the arm meets the shoulder, or his shoulder is completely shattered, and he goes spinning down to the ground, no longer reaching for the control panel, and he begins to scream.
I'm going to jump right out of the mech suit, run over, and do some medicine on him. Try to.
My bad, folks. I was aiming to hit him.
Sorry about that, mister. You did seem like you were about to do something dangerous.
Ah, for fuck's sake!
Yeah.
Raiders!
Oh, no, sir. I am a vault dweller, and these are my companions, but I wouldn't use that term. Destroyer of villagers.
I mean, we can say it, but you can't.
He starts spitting up blood.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to keep this for someone that probably won't die. You know, resources. Or do you have some more down there? Because then you can just let us down there, and I'll get more after I bandage you.
Let us help you get inside your vault and get you medical attention.
He is still inside the vault. The control panel is inside the vault, so he's on the catwalk. So you would be inside it as well.
Yeah. So let's get you down to, is there a medical, do you have a hospital level?
Why don't,
I've got him.
He begins to cough up blood.
We're looking for level 13.
I'm just going to go ahead and take the initiative, get back in my bodysuit, because I have decided not to waste supplies on the dying man. I would like to pick his body up and then move him outside the vault. And then, all right, guys, now we're going to go down. We'll just, if we bump anyone, we didn't see anybody.
All right.
Right, Gulia?
Oh, I didn't see nothing.
Does he have anything on his person that is useful?
Not really.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Nope.
Does Gulia want a Pip-Boy?
Pip-Boy, impact, 9mm
pistol.
I mean,
he does have a Pip-Boy on
him. I have a Pip-Boy now.
Yes. You cut his arm off?
And I mean, I shot it off, mostly.
The clip last.
His is,
his is sewn
his
in.
Is solid on.
Surgically implanted.
He was born with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's Maybelline.
You now have a Pip-Boy.
All right. I don't know what this does, but shall we take that elevator to level 13?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rob these fools blind.
You get in the elevator, and there are 12 buttons, numbered 1 through 12, obviously. Levels 3, levels 4, and levels 8 all have just, like, tape over top of them, kind of indicating that you don't go there. Level 2 says security. Level 5 says dorms. 6 says farm. 7 says medical. 9 says dorms. 10 says dorms. 11 says mechanical. And 12 says lab.
None of those sound like 13.
Should we take out the security before we head in so they don't trap us down there?
Not a bad idea.
There's a floor labeled security?
Mm-hmm. Two.
Two. Mm-hmm.
Two.
All right. Well, 2 is right next door, so we might as well go there.
Let's drop down.
We have an elevator.
We're in the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Beep, boop, beep.
You arrive on floor 2, and there are...
Maybe Augustus should go first with the big armor, and he can have the big gun and
threaten I almost thought about disguising you as the guy that you shot. Have you walk in?
Have you looked at me? I'm a ghoul.
Yeah, but with a lab coat and a hat on.
But scare him, be like, I stepped outside for 5 seconds, and this happened to me.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Look at my skin. It's all gray.
You do that? You put on the vault jumpsuit and go into the security room?
Oh, God.
Is that what happens?
No, I didn't want that. I was thinking we should just go in like bank robbers and be like, nobody touch anything.
Stand in a straight line so we can waste less bullets shooting you.
I'm okay with whatever you guys want to do.
Okay, you head in, and there are 5 vault dwellers on the security floor. And
nobody touch anything.
It's just a stick-up, see?
They kind of look around at each other for a second, seeing the ghoul and the super mutant. Is the fucking door open? And they all reach for their pistols.
I swing the bat at the closest one to me.
Roll initiative for everybody.
Mine's 12.
11.
10. I don't want to give him a chance to pull gun.
I agree. I have a pipe wrench. That's a melee weapon.
I just fill the room with fire.
Let me see those damage dice.
I think you should use the gun and not the flamethrower in confined spaces with the rest of us.
Okay.
My mechanic and I will be fine.
2 out of the 5 vault dwellers do get the drop on you guys. However, they all miss completely, sending shots all around the room. And it is... Gulia, you've got the highest initiative, correct? Mm-hmm. Or does Marvin?
Mine's 12.
Gulia, you're up first.
I'm going to grab what looks like the head guy, and I'm going to put my gun to his head and kind of be like, nobody do anything, or I'll blow his brains out. Nope, I'm just blowing his brains out, says Derek. All right.
I mean, do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, you do you.
We did come here to take out security.
All right, fine. I'll grab him, and I'll shoot him.
Okay.
Shoot first, apologize later.
What gun are you going to use? Do you have a close-range gun?
Yeah.
The pistol, right?
The pipe gun.
Okay. So, yeah, you'd have to use that one to accomplish this.
I succeeded once. And I crit because I have a tag on small guns.
Okay. Take an action point and then roll your damage.
5 shots.
You blow his brains out.
All right.
You let his body fall limply onto the ground. And this... shocks and horrors all the other vault dwellers, who all pull their guns now on the 4 of you. So now the remaining 4 all have their guns out.
All right, I'm going to point my gun at the next person, but that is my turn.
Okay. And then it is either Augusta or Marvin's turn.
Just remember that you shot first. That is one success, one failure.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your damage.
And you've got the Tesla rifle.
They've only got a...
Oh, I was using my... shit. I'm sorry. Can I switch and use the Tesla?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. That's what it's there for.
You didn't specify what gun you were using out loud, I don't think. So
go ahead.
Cool. I was thinking pistol in my head. I forgot all about the Tesla.
Nope, you got the Tesla now.
All right, that's five bangs and a head.
Okay, and that does arc.
Ooh, one shot just drops the whole room.
I mean, it wouldn't be the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've done it in the game.
I can't wait to go home and play Fallout 4 after this. I did that. I built Marvin in game.
Awesome.
Like the Red Rocket. Like everybody starts their first base is at the Red Rocket. So I've got the robot workbench set up there. And there's probably like now like seven or eight like Mr. Handy variants just fucking bopping around my Red Rocket.
Oh, wow.
And they're all like, are you ready to leave? Are you ready to leave? Take me with you.
My favorite design for your thing is the thrusters with the...
You can
Protectron body and the Assaulttron head. So yeah. it's just a floating bazooka.
Yeah.
Because the head opens up and shoots out like a Death Star laser.
Yep. But like the one I have right now, there's like the Marvin 2.0. He's got like instead of three eyes, he's just got the one eye, and you can take where the two eyes are and you can give him arms. So he's got a Gatling laser and a Gatling gun, the thruster. And all of his armor is decked out as like hydraulic supported, so he's got like infinite carry weight, bright yellow tractor paint.
And then he has arms and his eyes.
He's only got the one eye, but he's got arms instead, and still the three the three arms. Hmm. So he's got five arms.
How many successes or how many hits did you do?
Five. Bangs and a head.
You kill three of these security guards with one hit, and they get electrocuted to death, and it's grotesque, and their bodies flame, and you can smell their flesh cooking from the inside.
Does anyone ash?
With a little tinge of ozone.
The middle person is ash, and there's one left.
Do we threaten him?
No, it's my turn.
It is Marvin's turn.
I use the alien atomizer. That's a critical fail and a fail.
Oof. Critical fail and a fail. Is this the first time that you've actually gotten to fire it?
I think I I don't think I fired it at the Deathclaw.
I thought you missed. Yeah.
Because you missed.
Okay. Then yeah, this is the second time firing
it. Or it fired into the ground one time.
Okay. Yeah, you completely miss that. And you actually damage your arm in firing it as well. So go ahead, roll two damage dice.
A head and a blank.
Okay. You're going to take one damage to your arm, and it's going to negate your armor.
Okay.
All right. And the rest of the security floor is cleared.
All right. I'm going to go right to the computers.
Mm-hmm. No, there's still one
guy.
Yes, there is still one guy. Sorry. Mr. Tolman's like itching to bash somebody's head into death.
You do it like this.
Wait, ask him where floor 13 is.
Get a crit.
Oh. You got a crit fail?
Yeah.
And a fail.
And a fail. And you went to with your bat?
With a baseball.
And is your arm the thing you got uninjured?
Yeah.
Cool. Roll me four damage dice. As you swing at him with your field dressing to heal your arm, did you get at least one head? Three heads. You break your arm again as you swing this bat and completely miss, shattering it against one of the terminals. And your arm...
Bat's gone too?
The bat breaks, your arm breaks, everything breaks. It's very painful. You take two damage.
Now that we've scared them good, we should be able to ask about level 13.
It is their move.
They're going to just sit there and piss themselves.
I hope they...
Yeah, very dexterously, they make their way, try to get past all three of you to get out of the room. And however they're able to do it, they manage to get out of the door and to the elevator. However, that's as far as they get before it's back to your guys' turn.
I want
to
run and tackle them.
Okay. That's unarmed. That's strength plus unarmed. Yes.
I'm going to spend one to re-roll. I failed worse. Okay.
Oh, I forgot I can do that.
You go crashing onto the elevator, but you trip because your leg still hurts from your previous injury. You're on the elevator too, but you are prone.
All right. I'm going to go right to the security computer and shut down the elevator.
Make me an intelligence and science roll.
Yep, that's two successes.
Okay, and you're able to temporarily cut power to the elevator.
Perfect. And then I look at Tall Man and I say, all right, go get him, but don't kill him. We have to figure out what's going on with the 13th floor.
Marvin's going to go first.
Okay, I'm just... So.
I want to kill him. He's got a death claw tattoo on his neck. It's a death claw under his neck as he lifts up his neck beard.
Yeah, I'll fly into the elevator and I want to bash his brains in with a baseball bat.
Okay, make an attack roll. Unarmed plus strike.
Break. Yeah, the bat broke.
He's got a bat. He's got his own bat.
Derek's bat. Bat broke.
He's had a bat.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, look at that.
It was the very first thing anybody actually used in this game.
And a formal hat.
All right, make your attack roll.
Well, I have a success and a critical failure.
Okay, cool.
He has a critical success and a critical failure.
I would have those two things cancel each other out.
You just re-roll?
No, you just, nothing happens.
I don't do any damage?
No, you've critically failed. Mm-hmm. And you're critically, so I can have you do damage. There'll also be damage a large penalty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can negate the two and not do anything.
I have Slayer. When you inflict any damage with an unarmed attack or melee weapon, you may spend one luck point to immediately inflict a critical hit and therefore an injury on the location hit. But I don't want to like lose my bat or anything, so I'll just take the nerf.
Can spend an action point.
I will spend an action point.
Roll me another die.
9. So, yep.
Okay. Yeah. Roll damage.
Baseball bat. Damage 5.
So how much damage did you do?
A head and a shot. A head and 2 shots.
All right.
And I'd like to spend a luck point to make it a critical.
Okay. You break his leg, and he drops down to the ground next to Ghoulia, holding it and crying now that the elevator did not respond when he was hitting the button, and you beat the shit out of him with a bat.
He's still alive.
I'm going to walk over and pick him up by the back of his lab coat, carry him over to
Augusta. All right, buddy. Sorry about the leg. Marvin, well, he doesn't like people that put us in danger. What's going on with the 13th floor here?
There's no 13th floor. There's only 12, you fucking raiders.
Yeah, no. We know what's going on here, for real. What's the 13th floor?
I don't know what you're talking about. There's only 12.
And he tries to, like, pull himself towards the nearest other vault dweller. He tries desperately, but Old Tallman's holding him in place.
Perfect.
How do we get to the overseers? They'll tell us where 13th floor is.
The overseers would be in the dorms.
Which dorms? There's a bunch.
I don't know.
Do you want us to just kill you?
I don't want that at all.
Well, then where are they?
I think that someone that wants to stay alive would start answering questions.
You're just going
to
kill all of us anyways. I saw what you did to my friends.
What experiments are going on in the labs?
There's no experiments. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's bullshit.
What do you do in the lab?
I'm not in the lab. I'm in security.
Hey, guys.
Not for much longer.
Remember how I was in a vault and I had no idea what was actually happening until I accidentally found out?
You were in a vault? You're Brotherhood of Steel.
Well, sort of. Should we just use the security cameras to see what they're doing on these levels? We are on the security floor.
Great. I don't even
there
say
are
anything.
No cameras. So. Oh.
Yeah,
well, I wouldn't know that.
Cameras. That is true. You probably
Julia would have no idea. Although I guess why would I know about cameras? I don't know.
It doesn't appear to be any cameras. All right. I guess we head down.
Can we seal the vault door before we head down?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. You can do that.
All right. I'm going to seal the vault door. And then. Yeah, so do we want to go spot by spot until we find the overseer? Is that what the note says? The note says that the overseer will know what's going on?
The overseer has told me to stop telling the other people about the treasure, because they said it's theirs, but it should be everyone's. That's essentially what it says here.
Do we want to round up the whole vault? We want to go floor by floor?
I don't know.
And that's where we're going to pause for today, and we will come back, and we'll probably finish up
next Tuesday.
Tales from the Crit is part of the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crit Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Tim here.
I know. I see Tim's just like, I'm just gonna strip.
It came in one big wave, Ross, and I was like, all right, it was getting warmer. Now I'm hot.
Mm-hmm. One... Well, you, like I said, we're getting old. You're reaching an age. You're getting the flashes, the changes upon you.
They're the worst.
I didn't realize your nipples were out. And now this has changed the game.
Did you just see the haze? This happened first.
It's getting hot in here now.
You're trying to distract me from killing Derek.
Somebody's dying this game. No, right now we are on the 13th floor.
That don't make any sense. But no, okay.
The real treasure was getting out of the vault.
Yeah. That would be right in line with the Fallout theme.
Sons of bitches.
Getting the fuck out.
With one hostage. One lightly used hostage.
Can we call him Todd?
Riley's gonna fix it in post anyway.